Praise God. I'm going to continue tonight on what we started on last Wednesday night. Praise the Lord. We welcome all of you that are live streaming with us tonight. Hallelujah. How do we overcome hurtful and abusive relationships in the home and marriage and people we deal with? Why do we have pain? Why is there suffering? If God is good, and there's no ifs to it, amen. God is good. And if nobody testified to it, if no one agreed with it, God still is good. Amen. But why is this? We experience and we see so much hurt, pain, abuse, violence, evil, disorder, destruction. The family was God's idea, God's plan, and God planned the family. Amen. He first said, let us make a man, make man. Then he said, let us make them like us. Then he made them to be fruitful. Am I right? To be productive. And then he blessed them and he gave Adam and Eve a garden that was filled with everything good. And God get accused of doing evil things, cruel things. But we can see from the very beginning in the book of Genesis, the Bible said God blessed them. What is a blessing? Anybody know? What does it mean to be blessed? Well, we can say it like this, since y'all so slow to answer. Well, we can say it like this. Blessed mean that I am empowered to prosper and there nothing can stop it. Whether to prosper, succeed, increase, advance with success, with goodness and kindness and peace and joy. And then Proverbs 10:22, I believe I'm right, 21:22, says the blessing of the Lord make his what? Rich. And notice the next statement, and he adds no sorrow with it. So God blessed them, and God said unto them, what? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, and subdue it. But we find so much hate, violent, evil, in among people, in home, husband, wife, family members, children, cousin, uncles, aunt, nieces, nephew, associates, friends, on the job, and just in the community. We find there's violence, there's evil. We witnessed some things just the other day. Why would someone go into a classroom and kill innocent children? What have they done? What have they done to deserve something like that? And the very person, the very source, the very thing that will deliver us, we find in our society, we're trying to eliminate. Our nation, And I got here, it was already established. And it's made some declaration. And it said, one nation under God with liberty and what? Justice for half of the folk. All. For all mankind. With liberty and justice for all. And, but we see there's continuous manipulation, scheming, plotting, planning, deception, evil, continue exist. Why? It's real simple. Adam allowed his enemy to come in this world that God told him not to do it. And ever since, you notice nothing, none of those things happened until Adam did what he did. After Adam sinned, there was a separation between God and Adam. Adam died. He was separated from God. In time you separated from God, you are what? Dead. And after Adam committed high treason, sin, we see these things start happening and they just continue to escalate. And until it got to our generation, you know, from Abraham to Joseph, there were 42 generations, but from Joseph to us, I don't know how many generations it's been, but we know it's been approximately 2,000 years. Even from Abraham to Joseph, to when Christ was born, there were 42 generations. We see that the time that Abraham became the father of faith, God and Abraham entered into a covenant. We can see that from that generation to the 42nd generation, the violence increased. So what did God do? He brought an answer. He brought a remedy for this. And I want to. But mankind, like I said last Wednesday night, God is so good, and the scripture tells us that the way God brings us to get to him is through loving kindness. He never forces us to come to him. He never twists our arm. He never put pressure on us. But the enemy does. He forces you to do. If you give him a little, you give him just a little foothold, he won't take over the whole thing. He won't suggest that you do it. He put pressure on you to do wrong. Amen. So, if God sent a redeemer, and he did, are y'all in the house? God sent a redeemer, and he did. Why is there still so much hurt and pain and violence and destruction, separation? I think I made mention, it may have been last Wednesday night, but I don't know if it was Wednesday night, but anyway, I can repeat it. Even divorces have at one time, I hadn't checked it lately, but at one time, divorce rate among believers was higher than the world. And why is it there's such a breakdown in the family? Why is this? You ever notice that everything God gave to man to bless him, or twisted, unrighteousness is twisted truth. It's not the truth, it's twisted. Make you think it's the truth. Make you feel like it's the truth.